Morgan lies awake in bed, unable to sleep. She tosses and turns as quiet murmuring and kissing noises come from the living room, which I think we can all agree are the grossest kinds of noises to faintly hear from afar. Annie, as per usual, has someone over.
What happened? Wait, who is he and why is he covered in goo?
Shit. Sorry, Morgan. I didn't realize you were awake. This is... This is Steve Athanark.
Sorry, accidentally knocked this over. I'm a classic klutz. What is this, anyhow?
Some pure-cut brush bile I'm experimenting with. You didn't get any in your mouth or eyes, did you?
I don't think so.
It should be fine. Just, like, be aware of your body, and if it starts to mutate, I'd wash it off really quick.
Huh. Be right back.
Who is that, swim coach guy?
No, I haven't seen him in weeks.
Way too obsessed with Asian culture white guy?
It's standard guy. That's the only code name I could come up with for him. He doesn't really have any characteristics.
What do you mean, no characteristics?
He's always wearing a nice pair of slacks. His review of every movie is, it was good, but maybe 15 minutes too long. He goes to the dog park just to observe. His strongest political belief is that he's anti-daylight savings time. You know, standard.
Can we start using actual names for the people you date?
Nah, it's cleaner this way, both organizationally and emotionally. If I start talking about something that Paul or Cortland did, it'll get too real. I'm not ready to humanize them like that.
Hey, I love these towels. Are they from Target? That place is great. I always go in for a couple of things, and then I end up spending $50. I mean, every time.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
We need a bigger place. We weren't even in any weird positions, and I broke that jar of brush bile. I shouldn't be knocking anything over during missionary.
Morgan looks around. The place is cluttered with Annie's brush bile experiments and an array of tandem weapons. A spear, a large blaster gun, and Ninja Turtle-style daggers. Plus, they have a ton of DVDs for some reason. Like, I see having a few of your favorites, but how many times are you going to rewatch The Chronicles of Riddick?
You're right. This place isn't working. Plus, since Mitch became a world-famous meme, our hunter business is going great. We can look for a new place.
I know a great realtor. We can go by there tomorrow.
Awesome.
Anyone seen my polo shirt? It's kind of an off-beige color.
Bubble, Episode 3, The Dark District. Written by Janine Brito. Morgan and Annie sit across a table from Madeline, the owner of Keep It Real Estate. She is a put-together woman with high school drama teacher levels of pep.
Oh, two girlfriends making it in the big city. Love it. Oh, to be young and broke again. Well, maybe not broke, but the young part? Yes, please.
So, can you find us a new place?
Absolutely, yes. My fee is 2 months' rent.
Jesus, you can make that kind of money being a human Craigslist?
Funny. She's funny. Keep It Real Estate has access to every available apartment rental and condo real estate property within Fairhaven proper.
Oh, so we have to use you.
Correct. But there's one way to avoid the fee.
Okay, I don't know what Marco told you, but I have not done that in years.
What? Who's Marco?
No one. I make up fake guys sometimes.
Such a hoot. No, you can make an appearance on Nab That Pad, the reality show I do with my husband on Shiplap TV.
Oh my God, that's my favorite show to put on in the background when I'm doing chores or when the person I'm sleeping with has no idea what they're doing, which is a chore.
Just sign the release on every tabbed page and we can get started. Hi, I'm Madeline.
And I'm her hubby, Chase.
We help the young and hip nab an apartment as interesting
and as dangerous
as themselves.
This is Nab That Pad. Let's meet today's nabbers.
Hi, I'm Annie. I'm into making money through various channels, all legal, and I'm looking for a spacious place with great natural light and strong support beams where I can hang my f*** swing. Can I say f*** swing on here?
Hi, I'm Morgan. I want a place that's indoors. I also want to not be doing this show.
Our first stop is a place that I think will be a perfect fit
Here we are at Clenched Fistness, Fairhaven's newest CrossFit gym.
Oh, man. Look at these yoke studs. Yo, Brosif, toss the medicine ballski over here. Oh, yeah. One of the guys.
Come on, Chase. We're here to show these ladies a potential pad, not goof around.
I like all the sweat, but where's the apartment?
Right back here.
Chase pushes a metal sliding door back to reveal a warehouse loft beside the gym's bathroom and showers.
So we're living by the showers?
We'll take it.
No, we won't.
It's shower adjacent and walking distance from tons of hot spots. Lolo Orange, Down and Out Burger, Metro Outfitters.
Get out of the way. We need the bathroom. We got a puker. Hell yeah, first puke of the day means free Muscle Milk body shots at the nutrition bar.
This won't work for us.
Apparently, fitness wasn't their thing.
But I stole a bunch of dirty towels from the locker room.
Our next stop features dorm-style living for these two who are apparently still in college emotionally. Welcome to ShareLoft, a conscious community of young people who live together in harmony.
This seems to lack privacy.
Everyone gets their own private sleep pod. I call top bunk.
Oh, I love that child, man. If only Cunnilingus didn't make him so dizzy. What do you say, girls? Isn't this fun?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I thought the guy doing devil sticks on the unicycle was gonna crash.
Before you say another word, let me show you the community garden and brainstorming chalkboard wall.
Hey, welcome to ShareLoft. I'm an RA and available for any questions or interpersonal emotional processing you might need. I'm also a certified doula if you decide to bring a child into the community.
All this space and loving acceptance at a fraction of the cost.
How much is it exactly?
A standard twin pod is $3,000 a month, and a double is only $7,000.
And if you're around when anyone gives birth, do please join us for the placenta feast.
Our final stop was a dank basement.
I heard your request for privacy loud and clear, and it doesn't get any more secluded than this.
Not only is this a spacious two-bedroom unit, the lack of sunlight is perfect for catching up on that shut-eye.
Ooh, I love that. I like that there's a door, and this is pretty close to our current place, so that's a plus.
Yeah, we already know what's around here, and the lack of windows mean I could make my brush...
cameras.
Brush-inspired needlepoint. I have an Etsy store.
Good save.
Oh, I love Etsy! I found a guy on there who made me some Shrek jammies. He originally had some problems with drawing Shrek pregnant like I wanted, but everyone has a price.
Relationships are about compromise.
There's 400 more square feet than your current place, and you only have to share this pad with one other creature.
One other creature? Oh, good. A toddler-sized worm behind a secret wall.
Straight from the brush, it's Squirp, the worm sage.
Bide your time, flesh mammals. This mortal plane will meet its demise at the hands of a lunar burst that will cover these lands with an all-consuming ice dust.
Isn't he adorable?
No.
He loves to predict the end times.
How often does he do this?
Oh, it varies. It's kind of random now that I think about it. The previous tenant said it usually happened around 3 a.m.
A great carnivorous plant from below will devour your world and digest it into a ball of pure hate.
Wait, that time it was different.
Yeah, he's not real consistent.
We might have to pass on this one. I think because I work for Hunter, I'd technically be obligated to kill him.
You're a hunter?
Wow, that's cooler than an anatomically correct Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I'm a licensed freelance contractor on the Hunter app. The hours are crazy and a little bloody, but it pays okay. So here we are.
I think I might have something for you in the Dark District.
A great volcano will wipe out.
Sorry, little guy. We're going to check out another place.
It's cool. Hey, on the way out, can you check and see if the guy left my Amazon Prime packages?
More Bubble after this break.
This is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast. I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
The Dark District is a ramshackle industrial area where market stalls line the streets. There are no cars, just cooking oil-powered mopeds. People haggle for various alien products at the stalls.
Madeline, what happened to the show?
One, no cameras. I can't publicly do business here. Two, please use my code name. That's both for anonymity and adrenaline rush purposes.
Okay, Crimson, what about the episode?
We can finish it in post. I told Chase to throw some wigs on interns that look like you and shoot them from behind going into a really cute cave.
A cave? Is it too late to see the cave?
Speaking of, why no Chase?
Please. That walking sack of enthusiasm would blow our cover the second he spotted a moped. Here we are. Move in might be hard since it's a walk-up, but you're going to die once you get there.
Yeah, as long as there aren't any musclehead bros, doulas, or psychic worms, I'd say we're doing Wow.
This place is completely open concept. The floors are hardwood, sustainably sourced, of course, and the kitchen counters are poured concrete, which is very durable. There are two bathrooms, each with a waterfall shower, and three sectioned off rooms that could be bedrooms, offices, orgy dens, whatever you kooky gals get into.
Well, we might have to knock out one of the office walls to expand the orgy den, but other than that, it is perfect.
So perfect. What's the catch?
$5,000 a month.
Nope. Wait, no, we can do it. We can do it.
How? That's double what we pay.
Tandem doesn't monitor this neighborhood, which means I can start making and selling stuff again. Besides, the stuff I make is so much better than what they're selling out there in the marketplace.
Wait, how do you know it's better?
I bought and took some on the walk over, and I barely feel anything. Seriously, check this out. Patting head, rubbing stomach, Z, Y, X, W, V, all the letters, you get it.
Okay, I get it. Hey, Madeline, this place seems awesome, but why isn't it rented yet?
Well, one of the fun quirks of the Dark District is that it's not monitored by Tandem. So imp attacks are frequent, okay? But I imagine you two will be able to handle it.
Whoa, that's Morgan. I don't fight, unless it's with a drive-thru employee who tries to charge me for dipping sauce. We might have to pass.
The kitchen has an espresso machine built into the wall. And the stall just out front sells those churro ice cream sandwiches.
Oh,
fuck yes.
So I live here.
Crimson strikes again.
Back at the old apartment, Annie, Morgan, and Mitch are surrounded by boxes and moving supplies.
One box down. Oh, shit.
Jesus, Mitch, you have to tape the bottom.
If you broke my foot-long bile bong, I will get Morgan to murder you.
No need. I'm very close to murdering him without an official request.
It wasn't anything fragile. I'll just tape up the box and repack it.
Aw, this is the menu from that Japanese place down the street. We ordered from it the first night we moved in. Wow, and we held on to it this long? We've really got to set up a better cleaning schedule. That delivery guy was the first person who spent the night. Yep, I remember. How I didn't note that red flag, I'll never know.
Oh, yay, my fancy chapstick!
All right, all repacked.
Great, here's a Sharpie so you can write what's in there.
Wait, what?
You know how we're sorting everything into piles according to their category, that way it's easier to unpack? The kitchen stuff's in the kitchen, bathroom stuff, weapons,
drug stuff, sex toys, unread Malcolm Gladwell books that make us look smart.
I just kind of threw a bunch of stuff in based on how light it was. That way it wouldn't be hard to carry.
Get out.
Did you just pull the suck really bad at something so you don't have to do it trick? Because that is my thing.
No, but that's a really clever idea. I think I'm just uncoordinated and unhelpful. Oh, God. Ugh. Damn it. Oops, that probably wasn't enough tape, huh?
God, Mitch, you are so lucky you're good at killing monsters.
Thanks. See you guys later.
You know, I'm really gonna miss this place.
Yeah, a lot went down here. That one time that sexually fluid Scandinavian champagne rep rented the guest room and let me taste test her product off her tush. That one time I arranged all the books on the shelf by color. The time that S&M enthusiast made me dress up as a dominant horse and go to town on his tush. That time I finished my fourth rewatch of the entire series of Frasier.
Wait, those are your memories?
Frasier really holds up.
Hey, Morgan, if you want to take this opportunity to just get another roommate, I get it. I know I can be a little crazy, what with all my sex and my drugs and my usual sex while on drugs. It can be a lot.
Oh, my God. No, are you kidding? Annie, you were the first bubble-born person who didn't make me feel like a freak after I moved here. The first time I killed a brush creature, you saw an opportunity and thought it was useful instead of screaming and getting all weird like my first seven roommates.
Yeah, right. The first time you did that, I was like, wait, you mean this girl can kill those things and get me fresh brush bile on the regs? Ka-ching!
I do love it when you make that cash register sound at me.
Ka-ching! Because I grew up like I did with ultra-permissive ex-hippie parents, I've never been good with self-control. Having a super-disciplined warrior woman in the other room keeps my debauchery at a nice, manageable 8 out of 10, ensuring I don't have a repeat of the summer before you moved in.
What happened the summer before I moved in?
I can't say too much, legally speaking, but I can tell you that it feels great to get the feeling back in my left glute.
Oh, this one?
Ow! Don't do that unless you get the other one.
We really are a good pair of weirdos, huh?
I think so.
I think definitely.
Oh, do you think I could use that entryway closet for my leather horse corset?
Don't push it. The horset stays in your room.
Fair.
Hey, maybe you can try that on the next time you hang out with Standard Guy.
Oh, him. Yeah. I don't think I'll see him again.
We're at Standard Guy's nondescript office where he does something? With computers, maybe? That seems right. He's burning the midnight oil. His similarly dressed coworker approaches his desk.
Hey, buddy, I'm gonna postmate some late-night grub from that 24-hour diner. Want your standard order? Cobb salad, light dressing?
You know what? I think I want to change it up. Get me a chicken melt with extra jalapeno and a vanilla shake also smothered in jalapenos.
Standard Guy's eyes start to glow red. But his coworker doesn't notice as he's jotting this odd order onto a notepad.
Oh, somebody wants something spicy! All right, then.
Oh, one more thing.
Standard Guy hulks out into a snarling bear-like beast with huge claws and jagged fangs.
I'll also have all of your delicious essence.
Oh, sure, wait.
More Bubble after this break.
All right, class, tomorrow's exam will cover the extinction and de-extinction of the dodo, PowerPoint as an art form, and the history of Eurovision. Any questions? Yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything, where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I studied cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
At the new apartment, Morgan is hanging her tandem weapons neatly on a hanging grid against one living room wall as Annie pulls piles of clothing from various trash bags and simply flings them into her room.
Thanks for getting all those guys to help us lug stuff up here.
Oh, sure. It's amazing what some guys will do if they think you're the manic pixie dream girl who's going to inspire their next big dream.
I'm a kooky gal who lives on the edge, but all I need's a big, strong man to tame me with this touching screenplay.
You don't feel bad for using them?
God, no. They walk around the bubble entitled despite offering me nothing, while I provide them with the crazy story that they'll tell at parties for the next few years.
Well, when you put it that way.
Morgan opens the door to find a guy with a septum piercing and a tank top that says, Strict Vodkatarian.
Sup, Zanny here?
It's for you.
Oh, hey, come on in. I'll find this stuff around here somewhere. Just give me a sec.
Cool.
Okay, this stuff is super chill. Unless you hit it more than twice in an hour, then it's like the last 20 minutes of Requiem for a Dream.
Yikes. Thanks for the heads up. I'll Venmo.
You're already selling here?
Hey, I'm good at what I do, and people were chomping at the bit for my return to the business. You should be grateful. Besides, with the raw material I can get out here, I'll be able to make the best stuff out there and slowly rise to the top of the heap of the underground drug world. And that's never gone wrong for anyone.
You weren't kidding about people chomping at the bit.
It's Standard Guy, in his original form, but wild-eyed and shaky.
Oh, it's you. Standard Guy. I mean, it's you.
Whoa, are you drunk?
Annie. Annabella Powell. I love you. No, in fact, I more than love you. I'm madly in love with you, with every fiber of my being.
Okay. Again, are you drunk?
No, I've never felt more in tune with myself.
Wait, we literally just moved in.
That's right. How'd you even find me here?
I followed your scent.
Oh my God.
Gross.
I traced your scent because you're all I can think about. It makes me crazy.
Clearly.
Listen, Steve Mathen. You're great, and nothing at all like the people I usually date. You're never late. In fact, you show up 10 minutes early, which, while a little annoying, shows you care. And you take me to the most run-of-the-mill dates, like dinner and a movie, or bowling when you're feeling adventurous. Your anecdotes are forgettable, and so I don't really feel any pressure to listen. And the fact that you're not that great at sex means that I can take time to go over my to-do list. You're a nice guy, and a break from the usual crazy stuff I deal with. But as mind-numbingly pleasant as you are, I don't think you're for me. It's just like the old saying goes, it's not me, it's you. You get it, right?
Brutal.
No, I'm not pleasant, or forgettable, or run-of-the-mill. I'm exciting. I add a shot of espresso to my coffee. I listen to uncensored rap tracks. I goof off at work by watching YouTube videos of people falling down.
Wow, cool.
I know you call me Standard Guy behind my back, but something's happened to me. That's not who I am anymore. I'm not Standard Guy.
Morgan grabs the tandem spear off the wall and tosses it to Annie, who catches it despite her freakout. Morgan twirls a Ninja Turtle dagger in each hand as she gets into her fighting stance.
I'm no beta. I'm an alpha, gosh darn it!
Standard Guy slams his fist down on the open concept kitchen island that doubled as a breakfast bar. The poured concrete countertop crumbles.
No, we're gonna lose our security deposit! Shit, just keep him away from the built-in espresso machine!
I wanna take time off work to backpack for a couple of months!
Standard Guy karate chops their couch, cracking it right down the middle.
That's good. Let him wreck the furniture. I got most of it from the street anyway.
We have to talk more about appropriate freeganism. A plastic chair's okay, but street-side upholstery is really gross.
I want to barrel-age my own whiskey.
Standard Guy breaks their coffee table over his knee.
This is weirdly the hottest he's ever been.
I want to restore a hardwood floor, then invite people over so I can explain the process of sanding it down and refinishing it in great detail.
Standard Guy rears back, knocking Annie's spear out of her hands. He whips around and sets his sights on Morgan. Morgan holds her own and lands a few strikes, but he's so overcome with anger that he continues to corner her despite getting pummeled.
Just realizing I have no idea where my fanny pack is. Do you think Mitch put it in some weird box? Wait, the drugs. Cool. How about you get high after we don't die tonight? No, he spilled a jar of bile on himself. I think that's what got him all riled up and dangerous, but weirdly sexy.
Annie finds a jar of bile and a syringe. She fills the syringe, then runs at Standard Guy and plunges the needle into his back, shooting the pure bile into his body. Standard Guy starts to convulse and foam at the mouth.
Oh, no, 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 don't vomit on the hardwood!
Oh. Is he...
Don't check his pulse. Let's just move him. If we don't know for sure that he's dead, we didn't move a dead body. We just got rid of an unwanted drunk.
Good idea. Tandem doesn't know we're selling stuff in this neighborhood, but I don't want to risk them finding out we maybe might have killed a guy.
In self-defense. But yeah, I don't want to go to prison. I'm too attractive for prison. It would be dangerous. It's like throwing a steak in front of a pack of beagles.
Yeah, the body.
Morgan and Annie are each wearing hoodies and gloves. They struggle to carry Standard Guy's body to a dumpster in an alleyway.
Okay, come on. Great, there you go.
Let's get his legs.
Why is he so floppy?
Lift with your knees on the count of three. One, two, three.
Wow, so crazy that standard guy showed up blitzed out of his mind and then got even more wasted.
Yep, sure hope he sleeps it off in that cozy dumpster.
Hey, you want to go get one of those churro ice cream sandwiches?
God, yes, that sounds so good right now. Anything normal. You're right, we didn't have a choice back there.
Yep, and again, for all we know, he's just wasted. I'm sure he'll be fine. I might lean into dating more ladies. That might be less drama.
You know what? I think that's a great idea.
Ladies and horse enthusiasts.
Yeah, you don't want to limit yourself.
Some hours later in the Fairhaven morgue, Standard Guy lies naked on an autopsy table. Suddenly, his eyes shoot open and he pops up. Bonnie Klein, the CEO of Tandem Industries, sits on a chair next to him, nonchalantly fucking around with her phone.
The good news is you're not dead anymore. The bad news is, you work for me now.
Well, why is that bad news? Are you hard to work with?
I'll give you the rundown in the car. Let's go.
Hey, where are my clothes?
Oh, that boring button-down and those infuriating boot-cut jeans. I burned them. We'll get you new clothes. What's your name exactly? You know what? It doesn't matter. Let's go.
Bubble is an original production of MaximumFun.org, created by Jordan Morris, with executive producers Jesse Thorne and Nick Adams. The Dark District featured performances from Allison Becker, Eliza Skinner, Mike Mitchell, Christella Alonso, John Hodgman, Paul F. Tompkins, Janie Haddad Tompkins, Mark Gagliardi, Danielle Radford, Tom Sharpling, Martin Starr, and me, Tavi Gevinson. Producers are Julia Smith and Ben Walker, director Eric Martin. Original music is by Annie Hart. Contributing writers are Jane Borden, Janine Brito, Danielle Radford, Nick Weiger, Riley Silverman, Allison Becker, and John Gutierrez. Maximum Fund's managing director is Bikram Chatterjee.
Let's try one where you're so full of steroids.
Get out of the way! We need the bathroom! We got a puker!
Okay, great. Could we get some, just some...
When you pick which guy you want, I'll do the
other. Yeah, it's that one. It's that last one.
Oh, okay,
one.
The Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yep. But before we get there, could we get some gym grunts from you?
47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54... 55.
Oh, I could hear that all day.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.